From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, November 28, 2017. And on this day, opposition in Maine to Republican attempts to overhaul the tax system, and how one Maine high school is bringing more people and many more minority students into its advanced placement classes. It's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light, now through December 31st. MaineGardens.org.
With a Senate tax reform bill taking shape, Republicans are moving closer to their goal of a major overhaul of the system. But Democrats and progressive advocacy groups say the GOP plan will hurt seniors and the poor and deliver sweeping tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations. A.J. Higgins has details.
Don Barry, a retired electrical worker from Sumner, says the GOP House tax bill is one of the most divisive pieces of legislation he's ever seen.
In all the years, I've never seen such a blatant attempt to create a greater economic divide between the middle class and the Americans' wealthiest.
Barry is the Maine president for the Alliance for Retired Americans, a nonprofit labor group affiliated with the AFL-CIO. He was among those who turned out at a Bangor press conference to criticize GOP-backed tax plans that are making their way through Congress. Barry says the House version would eliminate $1 trillion from Medicaid. 60% of that amount pays for long-term care for seniors who cannot afford private pay rates at nursing homes. And Barry says that provision has real implications for a state like Maine, where nearly 20% of the residents are over the age of 65.
Our seniors and retirees don't need added worry about their health care cost or about their prescription drug cost. Retirees' shrinking fixed resources can only be stretched so far. Many are already cutting basic necessities. This House bill would cut $1.5 trillion with nearly half of it going to the top 1%. This tax bill would be a disaster for our seniors and our retirees and for the state of Maine and for this country.
I think we have come to see this as scare tactics.
State Representative Stacey Guerin is a Glen Burn Republican who co-owns a restaurant supply company in Bangor. She says that by lowering the top marginal tax bracket for small businesses, the House GOP tax bill would provide huge benefits for about 99% of all businesses in the state. Guerin says she expects progressive-leaning groups to skewer the Republican tax plan, but she says they're wrong to oppose it in the name of seniors.
It is only to their advantage to pass tax reform to get more money into the economy, more people working who are paying taxes, who pay those benefits that support Social Security. And the senior citizens also are eligible for that $24,000 standard deduction for married individuals. They can see increased savings there just like anybody if they are in that tax bracket.
I think that's a fundamental misread of how this bill works.
Garrett Martin is the executive director of the Progressive Maine Center for Economic Policy, a group squarely opposed to the GOP tax overhaul effort. Martin says the business provisions in the House bill are geared towards big companies with larger workforces than a typical Maine small business.
In fact, what this bill will do is hurt a lot of small businesses, and it will hurt Maine's workforce because the provisions that help reduce corporate tax rates and the rates they pay on foreign profits, in the past we've seen what it actually does is it triggers them to offshore a lot of their workers in their workforce.
Supporters of the GOP plan say they would put more money into middle-class pockets through an increase in the standard deduction for individuals and married couples. The House Republican tax reform bill passed largely along party lines 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, an evolving Senate version of the tax legislation has received the support of the Senate Budget Committee and could be up for floor debate later this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
Scientists, municipal and state officials, consultants, and concerned citizens today gathered in Portland to look at how they might be able to protect against rising sea levels and intense storms. Fred Bever reports.
Sponsored by the Rockland-based Island Institute, the day-long forum highlighted work up and down the coast documenting the dangers that sea level rise and other climate change-driven events pose for vulnerable ecosystems and infrastructure. The 60-plus attendees discussed strategies and standards that would foster coastal resilience and how to finance solutions. York Representative Lydia Bloom says the event demonstrates the need for the state to establish a commission to study risks and hazards on the coast and to make policy recommendations.
As you can see, there is so much great people in Maine, so much great information, but it's all disparate and it needs to be kind of coordinated or aggregated. And that's the kind of thing that I see this commission doing.
New Hampshire, with only 12 miles of coastline, already has such a commission up and running. Maine's legislature will consider Bloom's proposal this winter. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
At almost any high school in Maine, you'll find advanced placement or AP classes. They're more challenging, and they're designed to help students get ready for college. Nationally, minority students have often been underrepresented in AP classes. Robbie Feinberg brings us the story of how one Maine high school has transformed its AP classes and welcomed in many more minority students in the process.
We ready to vote?
For some high schoolers, advanced placement classes can often seem intimidating. There's the extra homework and the college-level tests. But that's not the case inside Sarah Schmidt's AP language class at Deering High School in Portland.
So we are again.
It's often tough to hear yourself talk because of the constant discussions. And instead of being focused on grammar and vocabulary, the class is now exploring issues of race. Every semester, students tackle one big controversial topic. They gather into teams and learn about language through a series of classroom debates.
Okay, first contention. The actual laws around private employers restricting, would that be freedom of speech?
Juniors Nimco Isaac and May Livermore are doing online research for their upcoming debate. Both say the extra work in the class is demanding, but they love these discussions, and particularly hearing the views of students from all kinds of backgrounds.
So right now we're talking about Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem and whether he's allowed to or should he kneel for the flag or not.
It's really interesting. We have daily discussions, like long, convoluted discussions about what we're reading and how we feel.
Teacher Sarah Schmidt says the discussions have also folded in more diverse points of view.
Well, last year we did a formal debate on immigration, and like 2/3 of the kids are immigrants. So yes, you're going to have far richer discussions when you have students who can speak to the experience that you're researching.
Only 3 years ago, Black and African American students were largely underrepresented in advanced placement classes, even though they now make up about 1/3 of the student body. And that's a common problem across the country, experts say. One of the causes is tracking, assigning kids into honors or college prep classes based on their ability. Deering junior Sulwan Ahmed says she was frustrated at being confined to lower-level classes throughout elementary and middle school after she arrived in the United States from Sudan.
I hated it so much. I felt like I was just being set back. Like, people would be like, oh, she's probably not that smart. And so just considering my background, which I love so much, they kind of put me in a place where I couldn't thrive.
But over the past few years, the diversity within Deering's AP classrooms has changed dramatically. From 2014 to 2016, the number of AP students at Deering nearly doubled, and the number of Black and African American students in those classes has more than quadrupled. One reason for this is a policy at Deering called Challenge by Choice. It says that if a student wants to take any class, even honors or AP, they can do so with no prerequisites. Officials say the policy has been in place for years, but it's now being highlighted and emphasized to students. In some cases, the school has even done away with the honors distinction, which has led to more kids enrolling in AP classes. And some students say that because the AP classes are so engaging, more kids just want to take them.
Come to my office, I think.
But the biggest reason that many students point to is Assistant Principal Abdullahi Ahmed. When he walks through the halls, he pokes and prods kids, constantly asking them how they're doing.
Hey, how are you?
Ahmed is an immigrant from Somalia, and he says that when he took over his job about 2 years ago, he wanted to use his background to better connect with the growing number of immigrant families at the school.
There's identities, transactionalities I have. I'm black, at times I'm Muslim, at times I'm Somali, at times I'm immigrant. So these identities actually makes me relate to some of the parents.
In almost every interaction with a student, Ahmed encourages them to push themselves one step further, to try out for that one honors math class or maybe work their way up to AP biology in a year or two. Ahmed also directs this motivational energy towards students who might otherwise be candidates for discipline. Sophomore Adian Ali says she remembers Ahmed pulling her aside after she got in a fight with another student last year. Instead of being angry with her, though, Ali says Ahmed had a different response, one that surprised her.
First, he was like, oh, you should take honors. You should. I really see you in, like, a challenging play. Like, I think you should challenge yourself. I was like, no, I don't think I can do it. Like, it's just too much work and too hard for me, and I just don't belong there, because it's like, I just don't, you know?
But Ahmed insisted, first honors English, then honors biology. And when Ali sat down with the work, she says she realized she could do it.
It felt normal, but like, before I was in that class, I thought it would be harder.
There are some concerns being raised around the push towards AP classes. One AP English teacher says she's concerned that some kids don't take the AP test at the end of the year and miss out on potential college credit. And guidance counselor Libby Heselton says she's worried about the added pressures on some students who try to take up to 3 AP classes at a time.
That's what everybody's shooting for. And they just, the stress level is unhealthy.
Assistant Principal Abdullahi Ahmed says the school is now adding more support in the form of students from Bowdoin College who come in to help kids who are struggling. But Ahmed says he's encouraged by the fact that students are now asking each other to take honors or AP classes together. It's a culture that Ahmed hopes can continue to grow at Deering. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
An education reporting on Maine Public Radio, supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.